Welcome back to the Devil Radio Studios here on 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. We have to thank our sponsor for the program, Evolution Financial, Sue Peck. Check her out at evolutionfinplan.com. Sue, one of the best, can help you with so many different things. Planning for finances, planning for that next job move. How do you get there? She's great at helping and being a resource for so many things. So Sue Peck, Evolution Financial, one of my favorites here in Madison for sure, and a sponsor of Let's Get Local and Devil Radio. We appreciate that. If you're interested in sponsoring this program or others on the station, of course, you can reach out to Luke. Just check it out, devilradio927.com. Touch base with Luke, and he will tell you all about opportunities to get involved here at the station or with our program featuring local businesses. I play the ABC because I feel like this next guest was really making me go back to school. I had to think more about what are some of these processes? What is this? So we're going to talk now with Neil Gruber of A-plus Heller's Dry Ice and CO2. Bring him onto the program. Neil, thanks for joining us today and telling us about your great local business.
Thank you very much, Jason. It's a pleasure to have the opportunity. A-plus Heller's has had its own, in the midst of COVID start. We were really opened our doors in May of 2020, although we had actually incorporated in March of 2019. We're investor-owned locally, all local investors, and the focus had been to produce dry ice of the highest density available in the marketplace, deliver it as quickly as possible so it's the freshest available. That way, sublimation is kept to a minimum, and the use of the dry ice by each of our customers is the most effective. We look at our marketplace locally is a primary focus, although we have several customers who are up in the Northeast as well as in Milwaukee, and they vary from industry. They varied with several industries: frozen food shipping, industrial cleaning with dry ice blasting, packaging, and we have a significant walk-in business right in our warehouse, which we're very pleased with. It's nice to just get to talk to people about how to use dry ice, what to do with it, how to ship, how to package, and it's satisfying. The other side of our business is refilling CO2 cylinders, and that's because we have a large liquid CO2 tank behind our building. It makes it same resource. You make dry ice out of liquid CO2 or liquid under pressure CO2, and you do the same with refilling cylinders. So the beverage industry becomes another source for opportunity, and we address that through their use of cylinders for carbonated beverages, for beer, for things like that.
It's really interesting to think about, you know, different types of businesses, so many that help other businesses. So a lot of business to business, like you said, you do work with customers that come in for, you know, on their own as well, sales to the public. But I think it's so amazing to have a local business running that operation. What was kind of your motivation for having that out of the Madison market? Why was that important?
Madison is an interesting and dynamic R&D and development hub. There are literally hundreds of research and development laboratories. There are large major pharmaceutical manufacturers like Promega, Exact Sciences, Covance, that are significant dry ice users. The university itself is a significant dry ice user. We saw a opportunity because the industry has been structured for years, decades, in a kind of centralized manufactured dry ice location, and then put it on a truck and ship it. And Wisconsin, until only the last few years, did not have within the state manufacturer of dry ice. Everything was trucked in, and by doing that, you face sublimation during transit. You face sublimation again while dry ice is transferred and then redistributed. We tried to minimize all of that And our market size is significantly large given the location. Madison is fortunate. We have a very good mix of both pharmaceuticals, research and development, the university, the hospitals, it makes it a good central location. As you move outside of Madison, immediately outside of Dane County, there are other major users, both industrial and food shipping based. So the characteristics of Madison as a manufacturing and user of dry ice can be identified in a way that you can take our model and move it to other locations. So we are looking at Madison as our development model. And if we grow and are comfortable successfully and feel that we can do that, we can move the model to the next location, another location that has similar characteristics.
I'm looking at your website and I have been learning more and more about the process of making dry ice and what that's like. And I love the fact that you also, of course, include safety information for people who, you know, for handling purposes and all of that. But what is what's the benefit? What's the difference of making it very dense? What is that compared to maybe other dry ices that are available? Why is that so critical?
The denser the dry ice, the longer it will last in a dry ice format. Mm-hmm. The natural process for dry ice is to sublimate, which means it changes state. It goes from a solid directly to a gas. So for dry ice, that would be CO2. And that happens naturally. It happens even at ultra cold temperatures. It just happens a lot slower. That's why shipping with dry ice works so well for frozen foods, for pharmaceuticals, for shipping laboratory samples, etc. Dry ice surface temperature is minus 109 degrees Fahrenheit. It's pretty cold. And in making dry ice, the process is pretty similar. You liquid CO2 under pressure actually is injected into a cylinder with a ram through an expansion valve. And when that happens, it flashes to kind of half snow, basically, but it's really carbon dioxide snow or CO2 snow and vapor. And then a ram compresses that snow into a cake, and that cake is then pressed through a die, extruded really, and it comes out in our case, it's a cylindrical format. That's what we make. We make nuggets. We will get to make slabs probably in our next expansion. But those nuggets can be of varying diameters. They're useful as they are. Other times they are reformed into slabs, depending on the use that a customer has. The process the manufacturing process has been optimized as much as possible for density. And in doing so, the process gives you these cylindrical nuggets or pellets or rice, depending on the diameter of the die that we use. And I guess there are several pictures on the website that show you those different sizes.
And we're talking with CEO of A+ Heller's Dry Ice and CO2. The website is, his name's Neil Gruber. The website is A+, spelled out, Heller's, HELERS.com. And you can find out a whole bunch of information there. Neil, before we wrap things up with you, I just wanted to talk about this. You mentioned kind of the Madison market, all the different things with technology, the university, others, medical who need this. It's a vital component to their businesses. Was there thought, was it important to the investors, to you and others, to help reduce, you know, by having a local option here to help reduce transit, help reduce carbon emissions, all those type of things as well by providing it here locally?
The general answer to that is yes. The carbon emissions question you have typically liquid CO2 or is a byproduct of other processes, typically ethylene fractionalization. And before, CO2 would be just discharged to the air, recapturing it, pressurizing it, turning it into a liquid, and then turning it into a useful product doesn't create more CO2. You're using what would have been discharged anyway, and repackaging it in an effective product that can be used. You're not adding CO2 discharge to the atmosphere that would have normal would have been discharged anyway. We're just altering that path. There is equipment available that actually allows recovery of CO2 in the dry ice manufacturing process, such that 90%+ of the CO2 liquid actually turns into dry ice. So there's very little vapor discharge direct to the atmosphere. We'd like to get to that part.
That's fantastic, Neil. Thanks for everything you guys do, kind of repurposing that, creating a local option for people. Madison's local dry ice and CO2 company, A Plus Hellers Dry Ice and CO2. Look them up online at aplushellers.com. Neil Gruber, thanks for your time and thanks for your company. We appreciate you being involved in our community and for being on Let's Get Local. Take care, okay?
Thank you, Jason. It was a pleasure.
We'll be back right after the break. You're listening to Let's Get Local.